Blog Talk Radio.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and
to Grace Nurture. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. So, I strongly advise you all to stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourself a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is August 2021 on the 11th. And boy, this month is moving on by. Well, most of our students, if not all, are on their way back to school. And, of course, in our prayer call, we want to make sure that we acknowledge that and ask God to be with them for their safety, people on the highway driving, some passing the school bus with a little stop sign out, and you know how ignorant we can be sometimes. And, of course, the parents who are having to juggle all of this. Some parents are now just going back to work because the pandemic had them where they could not keep the kids and go to work at the same time. And so there's just so many variables that's going on. And then, of course, we want to pray for those who are traveling and those who have traveled to and fro, trying to get in this last minute of vacation and visitation and all of those kinds of things that's going on. And so our prayer request, boy, is just wide open. We just got so much to pray for. And the song that was just sung, Grace and Mercy, I don't want you to raise your hand. I just want to raise your conscience of some people where God has actually brought you through. It was not because you were so smart and because of your education and because of your wit. And you think that, boy, I beat him this time. It really had nothing to do with all of that. It boils down to God's grace and mercy that he brought you through some stupid stuff. And so, like I said, I don't want you to raise your hand, but I just want you to raise your conscience. We need a witness this morning. Has God brought anybody through some stuff and brought you on the other side of it that now you turned out better than what you, the direction that you was going? And then it wasn't altogether your prayers and your wishing God, but it was prayers of others. In the Bible, there was a lame man who they just wanted to get to Jesus. And their thought was, these are the other people now, their thought was, if we could just get him to Jesus, we know that something's going to happen. And so they chopped a hole in the roof of a house and let him down. And we say, at least from Memphis School of Preaching, that was the faith of others. Not necessarily that the guy who was going to be here didn't have any faith, but it was a faith of others. And sometimes there are faith of others who brought you to the church, faith of others who say that you can do it. It was the faith of others that said you need to try it, and the faith of others who say, I love you, and I hope that things work out for you. And you sort of walk around, you're sort of stupid sometimes. And so it's the faith of others. And so we just need a witness this morning to say that, yes, it was God that brought me through. And then when we have our prayers, we pray for the sick. We pray for the those who take care of the sick. And we pray for safe travel or and things of that sort. But I want us to also include in our prayers that we just need to apologize for complaining so much sometime. Apologize to the Lord for complaining about this and complaining about that. You got an automobile and you're able to put gas in and everything. Quit complaining. Yes, it's hot. That's what it's supposed to be in the summertime. I don't know how in the world you're going to change that. And from the time that I was born into the world, it's always been that. It's always been that way. But God has blessed you with a fan, with a real 4-ton air conditioned system and everything, and you just say, boy, when I go outside, it's hot. Yeah, but when you're inside, you're so comfortable. Lord, forgive us for complaining and griping all the time about unnecessary stuff. Oh, I got to get a tire. Yes, the tire costs $300. Right, you got $5,000 in the bank. What's the complaint? Where is the problem? So come on now. Let's pray not only for the sick and the shut-in and those who take care of the people, but let's start praying that God will forgive us for our ignorance and for our stupidness and all the complaining that we do when we really just don't have to do that. In the Bible this morning, I want to bring up an idea and a thought. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 1-6, I want to bring up a thought and idea from the Bible and then from a secular standpoint. He said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, with all lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body. Now listen to what I'm trying to say. There's one body, one faith, and one baptism. One God, Father of all, who is above all, through you all, and in you all. That's a pretty simple passage. And the Bible makes it so simple that you really can't miss it. One of the passages in the book of Isaiah 5 and verse number 8. It says, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. That passage says that things are just so simple. God's plan is just so simple for us that even a wayfaring man, though a fool, shall not err therein. Here's the thing. The Bible says that there is one body, one spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, the Father of all, who is above all, through you all, and in you all. I don't know why we can't understand how simple the Bible is when it tells us about the oneness in Christ Jesus. And then let me give you another passage here before I give you this other thought here. And it's in the book of 1 John. As a matter of fact, it's in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 7 and 8. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. He said, but there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. And then he says, these three are one. Then he said, there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, the blood, and these three agree in one. These three agree in one. He said, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Unity. God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are not created beings. They've always been. Nobody created God. God created them himself. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And some of us have problems with this oneness. And here he says that Jesus, God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, there are three distinct personalities, but there's still one. The same way that it's supposed to be with marriage. You got two people standing before you to be married, but they're supposed to be one in goal, aim, and expectation. And they all pretty much do the same thing. At least they're supposed to try to accomplish the same thing. Now, the Olympics. Did you notice how in every activity that they were doing, I want you to really focus on this too. I want you to focus on this, not only on the Olympics, but football season getting ready to start. And of course, we have baseball here in Atlanta, Georgia. They played last night, I think. And then we have all kinds of sports that's going on. But back to this Olympic thing. Did you notice that regardless of what sport it was, that everybody basically did the same thing? You think about it. The ones who are out on the floor jumping around and everything, they may have had a little twist here, may have a little twist at the center, but basically the routine was all the same. All 15 girls, or how many of it was that got on the floor, they all did the exact same routine, but they added their little personality to it, this, that, and that. But they all did the same. They all did the one. Listen to what I'm trying to say. They all did the one same thing. And we accept that. Matter of fact, we look at it. We looked at the whole. We stuck with the whole Olympics till we went out watching the kids do the exact same thing. When I went up on that diving board and they done those little twists and they did little back turns and things like that. Did you notice that all 10 of them did the same thing, but they was judged on how better they could do the same thing, the one thing, the one little old thing. And then when you look at the baseball, I watch the baseball when they're out on the field working out. They do the little suicides, and they do the little stretches, and they do the little run, and they do, but the coach got them all doing the same thing. Think about what I'm trying to say. When we talk about the Bible now, we talk about the oneness in Christ and the oneness in the church. We don't seem to understand the oneness in the Bible and the church, but we do understand that the baseball players, they all have to work out basically the same. You don't see him out there jacking gear, just jumping all over the place and doing his own thing. He wants them all to do the same stretch, each one of them, on the football field, same way. You see him sitting down on the ground, trying to bend the heads down to one knee, doing their exercises. And if you notice, all 100 of them, how many it is, doing something. And I had an opportunity to go to the Falcons training class. We had the motorcycle group that I was riding with at the time. They invited our motorcycle group to come out there and to watch them work out. And we did, and we went out there to the Falcons training camp, and they let you sit up on the hill. And matter of fact, and then you watch them work out. I don't care how professional these boys are. The coach had them all working out the same way. Now, in a game, you might see them do a little something, but basically, all 50 of them are doing the same thing. Why we got a problem with that when it comes to the church, that all 50 of us can't be in Christ? That all 50 of us can't do this? All 50 of us can't do the same thing? Why we have trouble with that when we come to the church? When we come to the church, that all churches can't do the same thing? Everybody got to have their own agenda over here. But I don't say most of the guys who have their own agenda in baseball, football, basketball, or whatever it is, the coach won't let them play. Most of the time, they're the ones that interrupt stuff. And so when the Bible says that we are one, we're one in Christ, we're one in expectation. And so think about this now. The next time we talk about this, we'll talk about the oneness in Christ and how simple it is for us really all to do the same thing. Because I noticed that in the Olympics, everybody had to do the same. Now, Simone, the reason what brought me to this was that little old girl, Simone, whatever her name is, Simone can go out there and she can do 6 different things than what the rest of the girls do. But guess what? They were not giving her credit for that on her score. That's what she was angry about, and that's what she was upset about. And I couldn't figure that out. It's because it's outside of the rim of what they're looking for these people, the same people, all 10 of them to do it. Same thing. She goes out there and she do a triple, double back flip or something like that. And you would think, boy, she got a perfect score. And then she comes up short like 2 or 3 different scores. Why? It's because they didn't recognize all of that extra stuff, because that was not in the plan. It was not in the schedule. When we pray today, pray for our students that's going back to school. And matter of fact, please pray for Brother Patrick Madlock. His child is in Louisiana. I think this is her first 30 days living down there by herself. And I know they're probably having a good time at home. But pray for her that she's away from home and they're away from her, that her schooling in Louisiana would turn out okay. And then all the rest of the kids who are going away from home and parents who are having to drive this weekend to go and help set up their houses and their rooms and they're meeting their new roommate basically for the first time and everything. And so I know what that's about. When I went to Memphis School of Preaching and I had a roommate from St. Vincent, Brother Elliot Glasgow, who preaches down now in Columbus, Georgia. He was my roommate. I had never met him. He just popped up and lived with me for 6 or 7 months in my apartment until he got his own apartment. So I know what that's all about. Pray, people, pray, and then pray that we just don't keep complaining to the Lord. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's definitely coming again. Have a super-duper week.